a sports genius, a former NFL player, and a millennial bro. This is Mad Radio with Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant.
Bill O'Brien's anger is like my anger. After a while, people just tune it out. And they're like, yeah, it's just whatever. Yeah, all right. O'Brien's angry. Better work harder.
I like it.
This is Mad Radio, presented by Allstate Siding and Windows on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
We are into the 8 o'clock hour, and the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, joins us now, brought to you by Mattress Firm. We know the schedule is out.
Mark, it is.
What's the best part of this schedule?
The best part of the schedule is the rest of the AFC South has to play basically the same schedule.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a beast of a schedule,
but everybody else has this.
Andrew Luck has to go to Arrowhead Stadium again. I mean, that's beautiful.
I'm going to tell you the most important difference right now.
The biggest difference
in the AFC South schedule-wise is the Texans play the Patriots and Indianapolis plays Miami.
That is huge.
And, massive.
You know, Johnny and I were looking at it like, Miami finished second? This is not even fair. They stink. That's second.
AFC East.
That's all you need to know about what the Patriots have been living in for the last decade and a half. That putrid AFC East with an occasional challenge or an occasional flare-up like it's some sort of virus. The Jets, a couple of AFC championship games. Congratulations. Every time another AFC East team makes the playoffs, it's like, oh my gosh, the Patriots are challenged. No, they're not. They've been living in that horrible division. And before you go, oh, but the AFC South, wait a minute. Look at all the two playoff team appearances out of this division. It's not a ton, but it's more than you think, and it's more than the AFC East.
Oh, no, it's a much more credible division than it used to be.
By the way, I mean, my anger gets, you know, it gets old, too.
I get that.
Whatever.
Right.
Stop yelling.
You got that Jerry Seinfeld type of anger where nobody thinks, they can't take you seriously when you're angry.
Yeah, George,
what's the deal with the AFC South?
It's kind of funny when you get angry. Like, does that happen with your wife? Like, if you get angry at your wife, does she kind of chuckle at you?
I get Chandler Bing angry. Could it be any more annoying?
So we knew, Mark, going into Wednesday night that the schedule was going to be very tough anyway. We just saw the list of opponents, whether it's the AFC West or the Saints and just all these, the Patriots, all these different teams. What did you think of the way that thing shook out for the Texans
overall?
Well,
it's brutal in the beginning. My gosh. Last year I was saying, okay, let's go to Indy or New England to open the season. Rip the Band-Aid off. Come on, get ready. Battle cry of the offseason. Seth, you know the guys lifting weights.
New England,
Foxborough. Not so much. Now I'm saying, the other day before it came out, Johnny and I were like, Denver at home, please, to open the season, or the Raiders. Thank you. One of those two, I'll take it. That's about as good as you could do with this lineup of teams, but you have to go to the Dome. They're going to be, and you guys picked up on it yesterday, they're going to be pissed. I mean, they're thinking about the NFC Championship game still. It's going to be Monday night. Everyone prepared for the game all day on Bourbon Street. It's going to be a madhouse in there. The good thing is, you play them, if you're going to play primetime on the road, I mean, that's the one. 6 o'clock and it's down the street. So you're home by, and you're in your jammies by midnight to get ready for the home opener against Jacksonville a week later.
It is true. The worst part about a Monday night game is an away Monday night game, how much it messes your schedule up. You're out there on the practice field on Wednesday and you feel like a zombie.
Yeah.
Like you're walking because you get in usually after a Monday night game, especially if it's a long ways away.
Your flight
gets in at like 5 or 6 in the morning. Yeah. And you go home, get a few hours of sleep, and then like your whole next 36 hours feels weird, and it's hard to get a really good productive day of practice.
Yeah, and if you're gonna play the way you practice, like you said, Wednesday, Thursday practice, those are important practices, right?
Yeah.
So it does screw you up. When they played the Ravens, they were out of it in the 4-12 season, but they played the Ravens on Monday night. Little plane delay, not much, but a little one, like an hour. Okay, now you're really screwed. Okay, the time they played the Patriots on Monday night in 2012. Not only did you get your butts kicked, you have that near hour-long ride to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, New England, located in the middle of nowhere, Foxborough. And then you have that long flight back, and you get back at like 7 in the morning, and you got your butts kicked. It's awful.
That's a rough spot.
Yeah.
Mike, go ahead. The first year, Mark will remember this better. We had so many expansion year moments back in 2002.
Jacksonville?
Like, there were like 3 flights, Mark, where the plane broke down. There was one. Was it Jacksonville? We were sitting out on the tarmac.
We had to switch planes.
We're sitting out there on like luggage trunks and everything.
That's awful.
There was another flight where one of the engines blew out on takeoff. to where like the nose of the plane was up. All of a sudden, the plane jerked to the side and they slammed on the brakes. We had to go back in the terminal.
That's fun. Grown men.
Oh, screaming.
No, you, you see who gets scared at the Harry Walker. You see who reacts to these sort of things.
Then so. You know who's real. I don't know, Mark, if this question is right up your alley. Yeah. Mark Vandermeer in the 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Mattress Firm. There's a lot of focus on these first seven games because of who the Texans play. The Saints, Jaguars, at the Chargers, Carolina, Atlanta, at Kansas City, at Indianapolis. Would you sign for 3 and 4?
Oh, as opposed to, like, let's make a football deal.
Exactly.
Door number one.
You get 3 and 4 or roll the
dice. I'll play it out. Okay. Alex or Monty or Wayne Brady or whoever is hosting Let's Make a Deal these days. It's not Alex Trebek. So I think, no, I'll play that out. I feel like 3 and 4, you can get that. Yeah. I want to see if I can get more. Thank you very much. Because I'll take my chances. Look, if you arrive to the starting line with your receivers healthy and you're a little bit better up front, okay, I think that you're going to be able to get into some shootout situations. And maybe the defense, you know, especially at home, you know, you get Foles at home. I'm not going to freak out about that.
No.
Okay, you go to play Phillip Rivers. They can be very good. They're a Jekyll and Hyde team. We all know this. And Phillip is a Jekyll and Hyde quarterback, kind of. You know, he's very good, but he's at a high level.
Yes.
We all know that. So I'll take my chances with that schedule. I know it's brutal, though. When you look at just the quarterbacks alone, because any team, not just the Houston Texans, when I look at a stat sheet of an opponent, I always look at opponent quarterback rating. What have opposing quarterbacks done to this football team? Because the better quarterback you play, the better off that rating is going to be and the more dangerous they are. You know, completion percentage, third down conversions, that sort of thing. So it's a tough stretch.
The interesting thing about this schedule, and as I sat back and really thought about, okay, opening up in New Orleans compared to, say, opening up on the road in New England, the biggest difference this year by far is going to be that Deshaun Watson is going to be completely healthy and will have had an entire offseason.
Yeah.
And I think about that very first snap last year where Deshaun fumbles the handoff, you know, on the very first, like, there couldn't have been anything more emblematic of a rusty quarterback right there than just botching that first play and everything that ensued after that, including the injuries, you know, over the next few weeks. I just feel a lot better about Deshaun this year and what it's going to look like.
Experience.
Versus the Saints defense that got it going last year. Like, that Saints secondary, I want to see if they can pick up where they left off. But I feel a lot better about Deshaun Watson.
I mean, it's a long season. If you lose the first game, okay, just pick it up. Let's see if you can beat Jacksonville week two. Take it from there. I mean, we all know what it's like. It's a long haul. You started 0-3 last year. You won 9 in a row. You can't expect to do that every year. You don't want to have to do that every year. But a lot of different things can happen. You guys brought it up yesterday. Some of these quarterbacks are a little seasoned, and that could go well or badly for them because at some point the tank does run a little low or out. So Rivers, Breeze, Brady himself, who knows? You know, maybe Brady, that's the year where it starts to go. Look, no one
maybe.
Can maybe. We can only hope.
Maybe.
We thought it was happening in 2015.
Could you imagine?
Feels like an eon ago.
Could you imagine if that was the game? Could you imagine the tech if that was like the game?
The meltdown.
Sunday.
If he didn't even get hurt, but he just like threw four picks or something.
Yeah, could you imagine Sunday, December 1st, if that was the end? How sweet would that be?
Not that I want to put the Texans on the Bills level, but like every now and then, Brady would throw three interceptions versus the Bills. You know, like people sometimes forget that Brady does have some stinker games in him.
Well, it's a Sunday night. It's here. You know what I like about that game? You do play the Colts on a Thursday. I always feel like the Thursday road team has a big disadvantage.
Yes.
Big disadvantage. You have to travel on the Wednesday and whatever. It's especially that late in the year. Now, the Colts did win here on a Thursday night in 2014-2015, so all right, there you go. But after that Colts game, you get the mini bye. You get that weekend off. You get a long time, relatively, to get ready for the Patriots. And you know this team's going to be ready for the Patriots emotionally. Now, it might not work out to their
Do we know that? I would like to know that. Do we know that?
They'll be ready for the
Patriots? They'll be ready.
I mean, I would hope so. I think they'll be fired up, charged up, Sunday night, lights out intro, all of that. Now, maybe that only takes you through a series. Who knows? I mean, you can answer that better than anybody, Seth. You know, emotions wear off quickly. It's like the Mike Tyson thing. Everybody has a game plan until they get punched in the mouth. So let's see how it goes. But I think that late in the year here, I like that game. I mean, I'm not saying they're favored to win, but I like the situation more than having to go to Foxborough.
I think one of the things that Belichick does best versus the Texans and he did it last year, was in the first half, he recognizes what your biggest threats are. Your biggest threats are J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. And he just bludgeons them until they're exhausted. And then in the second half, your best players, your best pass rushers just don't have anything left in the tank. And then that's when the offense really opens up. And sometimes I wonder if it needs to be more incumbent on Romeo Crennel to account for that, and either find ways to get those guys singled up early on or manage reps differently or something. But it's just their technique, the Patriots' technique versus J.J. Watt specifically is peak Belichick. Like, even when J.J., remember here in Houston, J.J. was playing with a cast on his hand for the first time. Like, nobody knew how he was going to be, if he was going to be any good. He had six hands on him every single play in the first half. Belichick said, I don't care. I'm going to put three guys on him every single play. And then like, no human being can withstand that. By, like, it takes something out of you. It was the same Patriots strategy they used for the Falcons' defensive backs in the Super Bowl. They ran those guys. They knew the Falcons were going to play a bunch of man, so they just ran all these crossing routes all game long. They exhausted those defensive backs, and in the second half, it took off.
So Hoyer got concussed in that 2015 game, right? It was a Sunday night flex-scheduled game.
Yeah.
Now, other times they've been here. 2009, the Texans actually beat them, regular season finale. That was the that was the Wes Welker.
This is a game where they benched everyone the second half, yeah.
Well, Brady came back. It was funny because they sat Brady for the final series of the first half, and I said, Brady's done. Brady comes out for the second half.
I'm so thinking, weird.
And Mario Williams hit him so hard two times late in that game, so they just took Brady out and they put Hoyer in for that last series. Anyway, the Texans came back from 14 down in the fourth quarter to win it. Now, the game that Keenum started in 2013, that disastrous 2-14 season, the Texans led twice in the second half.
Weird game.
It was a weird game. The Texans were giving it all they had. They actually had two leads in the second half, couldn't hold it against Tom Brady, and they lost that one. So, hey, I think they've played them better here, obviously. So let's see what happens this year.